Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Everybody's here again. I'm so happy. Let's get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Tripoli.
And I'm Steve, the professor.
Last show, I dominated asking you guys about Kodak moments and things like that. So this show, I think it's time for the professor to talk about some things, or you guys can talk about things, anything that you want. I do have, I've heard two suggestions of what to call this podcast. The whole question last time I asked you, Beyond Monogamy kind of looks bad when it's sitting in my feed and my kids are in the room and they look at, why are you listening to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast? So we're wondering if there's another, something else that we can call this podcast. The two suggestions that I've heard is flies on the wall. Is one of them, and you can't make this up.
Oh, those are both good.
Wow. God, if there was a way to combine that.
Oh.
It has to be something that, like, because we'll change the website to match. It has to be right. Something that you type in. And here's the issue. Whenever you go to type in, is this available or whatever, you only got 5 seconds to buy it if it's available, and then they come in and buy it. Okay, they swoop in the folks, that AI folks or whoever's watching, folks will come in and buy it. So,
then want to charge you out the wazoo.
Yeah, I'll have to put them past Mandingo and see what he thinks.
But what if you kept the website the same, but yet changed the podcast and perhaps
the name of the podcast, right? Know,
Mention it over and over again, like we do.
Well, I gotta tell you, the reason I wanted to shorten the podcast is because I have to tell people to spell it, and Beyond Monogamy podcast is kind of long.
I know, and you do remind them to spell it correctly. So, yes.
If I were to suggest one, those are great, and it won't hurt my feelings either way. What's in my mind is, when we were getting ready, years ago, we're getting ready for a party, and kids would see us all dressed up, and then they're just nosy as all get out, and like, where are you guys going? And looking at us weird. we have a dinner party with friends. Dinner party. But I was going to say, I don't want to dominate. I have one thing to throw out there.
Okay, throw it out.
And then I'm going to give it to the professor. But so there is a worldwide special event coming very soon. And it's this Saturday, March 14th.
Oh.
Because February 14th was Valentine's Day, which makes March 14th Steak and Blowjob Day.
Oh, then we may have to ask Mandingo to post this early, because we usually don't post up until the next day. But for Steak and Blowjob Day.
Steak and Blowjob.
So that's all That's all I was going to throw out.
Isn't
One of
every
my
day
favorite
supposed
days.
to
One
be
of my
out?
favorite days of the year.
I'll bet.
You know, that coincides, Roger, because we just had steak for dinner, and I'm looking at a new pickup with bench seats. I told Al, I said, "Oh, you can give me a blowjob, give me Roadhead." So, blowjob and steak, steaks and blowjobs. There we go.
Yay!
There you go. My man. My man. Oh, wow.
Okay. I have several things. I have a story, and
Cool.
then I have a couple quick things. So this lady, talk about some kinks and everything. She had something get stuck. They were together, they were playing, things got pretty heated. They decided to bring a butt plug into activities. Problem is, things turned south quickly. The toy, the butt plug, had traveled a little too deep and she's not able to get it out. So she's sitting in the bathtub for 40 minutes trying to push this thing out. They decide, okay, time to go to the yes, time to go to the ER for professional help. The doctors, nobody could see the butt plug in the x-rays. Totally didn't know if they would be able to get it out, and surgery may be the better option. So the doctor said she asked the doctor to try to remove it by hand. So the doctor goes in, gets a speculum, lubes up her ass, and gives her an unintentional fisting to retrieve the butt plug.
There's a lot of
Believe that?
that that I
Can
don't
you
want to know. No.
believe that? I said, holy moly.
Was
You
this
know,
in
we
the
have
US?
no, it was in the UK actually.
Okay. I'm
But
just
you know the
go ahead, go ahead.
I said, well, we have a friends, and she's an ER nurse, and she's always said, if you must put a string, attach a string to it.
No
You
matter
know?
what it is,
Yeah.
have a method of getting it out.
I said, Jiminy Christmas. It's crazy, crazy. So
Well, and
I
the good
mean,
toys have a way to pull them out.
isn't an emergency colonoscopy a
Yeah.
thing? I
Ooh.
mean,
Ooh.
what's in there? Oh, hi, I see you. You know,
No,
I
look at
can,
Janet. Look at Janet.
I can be, I can be fed enough drinks or other substances to forget how to say no. And I mean, just hit me with some propofol and we don't even talk about the nightmare when I wake up. We don't even talk about what happened. We don't even talk about how I got to this hospital bed.
Nope, exactly. Didn't
Anyway.
happen. Didn't happen. Oh my goodness.
No comments, Janet. Give it to us, Janet.
This is one of my fears. This has been like, I will be at a party, they will whip out some little bullet, okay, or some little, long pencil-ish almost, thick pencil, thick crayon type thing. And they'll be playing with me and they'll be like, yeah, it's gonna go in. Well, I've popped some children out of the front part of me. So that pencil thing gets kind of a little lost there. Okay. Just like a little pencil dick. That's why I kind of gotta have somebody with a little bit more girth on it. Okay. And that's why the dock puppy was not a good fit. But when I see those things, I think to myself, there's not a chain or a hook or a string hooked to it. Okay. And
Exactly.
then they're gonna be turning around and playing with me. Now, I don't have problems with anal. I like to have anal. It's makes me happy. You play the starfish around the outside and make it tingle and then pop whatever you want in there. But it is a fear of mine that one of those little pencil things will just get up a little further and get stuck and end up way up in my stomach. And then how am I going to explain this to the folks at the hospital? Especially, I might happen to know some of those people. And then just because occupational hazard type stuff, and I might know them, and then it's like, oh, doc, yeah, we were experimenting.
I don't know what happened. I fell.
First time ever. Yeah. I tried it, right?
Yeah. I was walking along, and I fell right on it.
It's really easy to say you put a string on it, but it's not like they're designed for that way. Dude,
that's
if you're
going to
design something like this,
right.
Give me a little hook on the bottom part that I can try tie a little string to. Maybe it's fishing line. I don't give a shit. Just something that we can pull it back to safety in.
I have one for you. I have one for you, Janet.
Okay.
Enjoy makes one. It has a little loop on the end.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
really?
That.
Yeah, and it has a loop on the end of it.
So you can pull it out.
Yep.
Okay.
Stainless steel from Enjoy.
A lot of the good toys are made that way. So, that you know, made with an escape plan.
With the retrieval.
retrieval plan. Yeah. Well, okay, I've got one. Now, this is not a word or anything, but it just came up in something I was watching. It was about a gal who was talking about how hard it is to date. And she was pretty young, but she was saying, you know, that the young men, they see so much porn and then they don't think that they're even close to that caliber. Mm-hmm. So they don't even try, you know, because they think that other guys are doing it like that. And these guys don't know how to do it. So anyway, her whole purpose was she wanted to meet a man. And so she said she joined a matchmaker thing, I guess. But she found a way to search for people who were looking for a WAP.
Oh, I know what that is.
Wet ass pussy.
Wet ass pussy.
You know, the song that Nicki Minaj had. So anyway, so she posted on there that she was one of these that could do that. And she said, I'm not. She said, I've been on antidepressants since I was a teenager. That thing is dead, she said. But coconut oil and water, she said, I was able to use that, she said. And then she said, you know, the guys there are really perverts. I loved this, she said. So I even told them I put some in a spray bottle. And she said, I told them it was pussy juice. And I would spray myself.
Love it.
And rub it in.
Gosh.
And she said, they just went crazy. And she said, you know what? I've had my boyfriend now for 3 years, met him that way. She said,
how awesome is that?
I never had a wet ass pussy.
I would worry about putting the coconut oil in a spray bottle just because its consistency changes.
Well, she said she added water. So I don't know what that, I mean, I agree with you. I don't know how oil and water, but maybe for just in the moment, you know, it looks good. I don't know. I just thought that was so funny. And once again, another use for coconut oil. But what do you guys think about when she said that about men? I mean, like, really? Because young men, they're growing up with the internet. You know, when we were growing up, we had to fight for porn. You know, you had to fight to look at something, man.
Put the Playboys in the tree and read the back. You didn't even get pictures. You just had to listen, read the words, penthouse forum.
Oh, anyway. Right. You just... Yeah, oh God, you were looking at National Geographic and hoped that there was a boob.
You were
working
you were looking at African pictures because the women
had
the titties off.
We had to fight for our porn, you know. Mm-hmm. We had to really search it out. And now with it everywhere. Yeah. And so, you know, I think it would be really hard for a young man who thinks that everybody else is doing that, you know.
True.
And we know in reality they're not.
I saw dating apps as a numbers game, and I had kind of a canned response, and I'd look at their profile thing and pick out a personal detail out of it and find a place to put it in my response, a copy, paste, send, done, next. And that worked well. You know, they see that personal effect like, oh my God, he read it. And then when the app came out that you could just swipe, I didn't even search for shit. I just swiped all of them. It was a numbers game, but
I don't think I could do that now. I don't think I could I don't think I could date unless it would be someone in the lifestyle, because if they asked me my body Same. Count,
oh yeah,
if they asked me my body count, I'm going to be like,
no,
somewhere between 1,000 and 3,000.
Exactly. Wow. I mean, I can't put a number on it.
Four. Yeah. There's four opportunities I've missed out on.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to answer the body count. I would not be able to play the game. Never have I ever. Right? No. I mean, because like I watch these dating shows because like it's I can't go to sleep at night, so I go to sleep to reality shows, and they'll have these dating shows on, and they'll have Never Have I Ever, and I'll be like, okay, my fingers would be down big time on all of them. Because yeah, I've done that. Yeah. Done that, done a threesome, done an orgy, you know, done a sex club
last week.
Hair. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Well, and then I think that if you were ever to meet someone who was not in a lifestyle, and let's say you had been and all that, you know, I don't know how you can put that genie back in the bottle, even if you don't ever play again. You're going to mention something. You're going to talk about a party. You're going to talk about a time you met this couple, did da 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 da, you know.
There's a lady on the island that we live that owns a hotel. So some of our very good friends that we met down at Naughty in New Orleans and have played with on and off for them, and they're listening to this most likely. They said, hey, can you look her up? We met her at Naughty in New Orleans, and we heard she bought this hotel, you know, in your area. And like I said, I'm not really actively seeking anybody in my area because I don't want to piss in my pool here and have to avoid the guy I don't want to fuck every day. Okay. So I just don't do that. It's a small island. So we went to the hotel, we introduced ourselves to her and said, you know, XYZ couples said we should talk to you. And she grabs us and pulls us over to the corner and goes, shh. I haven't told my boyfriend. She's like, I haven't Oops. Told my boyfriend. I haven't told my boyfriend at all. You guys cannot tell him this is how you know me or whatever. I said, I'll just say a friend of a friend said to look you up that he knew you. You know, so you can tell that she hasn't been in the lifestyle long enough. If she did, she dipped her toe in, had some fun, got out, and now she doesn't want to tell the guy she's with that's the situation. And it's sad because you would think if I would hope that the person that I was with, if I turned around and said to them, hey, I was in the lifestyle and that's where I learned how to do this really good blow job. And that's why I don't mind fucking around with women and whatever. Dude, you should say what a great mate I am. Right.
Come on, sister.
Yeah.
I would like to think that if I thought you were, we met dating and I thought you were just pure and that came out, then I would be like, we all have a past, just bend over again.
Yeah.
Are you tired of awkward eye contact across the hot tub? Sick of trying to remember if Steve the professor and Elle were the ones into eating cake off her coochie or the ones into everything else? Then you need the Swing Sync Party Pager, the first wearable lifestyle device that lets you know when someone across the room is interested in networking. With Swing Sync, simply clip the pager to your belt, purse, or wherever your outfit still has fabric. When another compatible pager wearer walks by, you'll get one of three alerts. Beep, beep, friendly chat. Great for conversation, cocktails, and pretending you understand cryptocurrency. Beep, beep, beep. Open to adventure. Things may escalate past the charcuterie board. Beep! Cancel tomorrow's plans.
Before Swing Sync, we spent hours trying to figure out who was flirting with us. Now the pager just vibrates and we're like, oh, the bedroom upstairs on the left.
And with our new upgraded hot tub radar mode, Swing Sync can detect chemistry through steam, bubbles, and questionable lighting. No more whispering, no more guessing, no more accidentally flirting with the DJ's wife again.
Swing Sync not responsible for jealous pickleball partners, awkward brunches, or matching tattoos obtained after midnight. Also, not guaranteed to rust, bust, collect dust for 30 days or better, or your vaginal lube will be replenished.
So stop playing the world's most confusing game of Are They Just Friendly? Upgrade your night with the Swing Sync Party Pager. Because when the vibe is right, you shouldn't need a spreadsheet.
Swing Sync. When the room starts buzzing, you'll know why.
I had to, this was a question I was going to ask you before, and I've talked about this on previous podcasts, but I've had to come out to all of my brothers and sisters about what it is that I do, about the lifestyle. It was forced because my first husband, when we got a divorce, was not happy with me. And he said, I'm going to blackmail you and I'm going to tell them all that you're in the lifestyle. And folks, the only way to deal with a blackmail is to go and take the threat away. So I was like, fine, I will call up my brothers and sisters. And I have a few of them call up my brothers and sisters and say, hey, this is going on. I just wanted you to know I'm in the lifestyle. And I told one sister, and she was shocked to all means. And then she tells me that she hasn't given her husband a blowjob in 7 years. And I'm sad for her because it's like, oh, golly, I'm so sorry. Okay. I tell another sibling and he says, I haven't fucked my wife in 4 years. And then he says, you should do something like a podcast or something so I can live vicariously through you. I did this confession. It was 10 years ago that I did this. I have not told them. I think I might have told him a couple years ago that I started this podcast. And I asked him if he wanted the link. And he said, I don't think I can handle it. I don't think I can handle hearing the stories. So, and I don't know if his answer was, I don't think you can handle it because I don't want to think about my sister getting fucked by a bunch of guys in Paris in a 19 guys in a round table, you know, partner clock or whatever, if it's that, or if it's, I don't think I can handle it because you're having such a great time and I'm not. Okay. Or
I think it's both.
I was not going to ask him. Somebody says that to me, I'm just going to shut it down and go, we won't talk about this thing. So this is the thing. And they don't, the family knows, but none of them wants to be confronted with it. There is not one of them. And they have not asked me if I'm retired or anything else. They just don't ask me. So it's just, it's a non-topic. And I don't know if they've just deliberately trying to, I don't wash this out of my brain. I don't want to think about my sister having fun or whatever. But I have always been the black sheep in the family. So when I did tell a couple of them, they're like, yeah, we were pretty sure that you might do something like this.
Well, they weren't surprised.
Well, now, have
you had to tell any of your family members?
We have not had to. Now, our youngest one, we think she knows, because, and just recently here, she came by and she says, we're standing talking. She'll, I don't know any of your weird stuff that you guys do. I'm going, oh, okay.
Weird stuff that you guys do.
Yeah.
Ah.
I said, wait, okay.
Sit on the porch and drink iced tea and eat bonbons.
Yeah. So. So we think she knows, but we are not for sure. But there again, we don't bring it up at all. You know, and the sad thing about this is with your siblings, do they now think that every friend that you and Fabio have are in the lifestyle? Because I know we know a couple who told their children, and now their children think that everybody that they know is in the lifestyle. Right.
And that was an issue. That was, they did that to me, and I knew those people that were in there, and they're like, well, it's our right to tell. No, it's not your right to tell them about me, because they are asked. When I did the coming out, okay, it was a quick conversation with them. I said, I go to parties, I have groups, but I told them that the majority of my friends are what we call vanilla friends. That this is a separate part of my life that I keep separate. I lied. I did not tell them that our best friends, all of our best friends, are in the lifestyle. And there's only one that is a very good friend who's not in the lifestyle, and that's Mandingo, who's producing this. And it's because his wife would like to be in the lifestyle, but he won't. Okay. Because he said he can't imagine somebody else fucking her. All right. But he loves the titillation that he gets from listening to the stories. But, and the only reason that he knows, he was telling me the story a couple weeks ago about when Marilyn and I were in his hometown where he was living at the time. And we were trying to figure out if he was in the lifestyle or not, because this guy flirts all the time. And he's the kind of guy that will kick you underneath the, you know, play footsies underneath the table. He'll be close to you. He makes sexual innuendo stuff all the time. He tells dirty jokes, which are great. And so we were trying to figure out if he's in the lifestyle or not. And we went to his office before we all went shopping together. And so we were putting words like SLS and SDC in, and at that time C4P, to see if he knew what those terms were. And he didn't seem to know those terms. And then he just told me the story recently that Marilyn was in his office and that she was sitting across from him without any panties on, and that she was totally doing the, you know, open my legs, the Sharon Stone type thing, you know. And he said he could see right up into her pussy. And he said she would open them and shut them and open them and shut them. He said, and she knew exactly what she was doing. And he goes, I kind of couldn't believe what it is I was seeing. And he goes, I didn't know what to think at all. This woman is showing me this. And he said, I was dumb. He goes, it wasn't registering. And so... It makes me laugh about the situation, about how do you try to figure out when another couple is, and another good friend of ours, we've played with them for a long time. They're the ones we met at Bob and Nancy's party, and we've become very, very good friends with them. They're next door neighbors that they were good friends with, and they went out to do dinner vanilla stuff with. When he passed away, the people that came to the funeral were a lot of people in the lifestyle, and they figured out that their neighbors were in the lifestyle, and they talked to the widow, and she said, yeah, we were in the lifestyle. And they're like, we're in the lifestyle. Well, you are right down the street. We could have gone down the street and fucked you up.
We've lost our opportunity. Damn it.
Yes.
We had to tell our oldest.
Oh.
Awkward AF. She was over here and just talking about her and her boyfriend, blah blah, and we found a swinger party we might go to, and we kind of like looked at each other like, time out, let's sit down and have a conversation. And let's say so we go to swinger parties too, and if I'm off duty, we have priority.
That's right.
Don't go to the same place we're gonna go.
Yeah.
that's happened here in town.
Yeah,
you know, the mother and daughter, they show up at a meet and greet same time.
Right.
And the mom says, you stay on the east side, I'll stay on the west side. Okay, deal. It's crazy.
Wow.
Well, there was the one couple that you called me and said, hey,
yes,
after seeing their, we were friends on Facebook. We became good friends outside of the lifestyle. And there was a picture of her family up on Facebook. And Steve calls me up and goes, oh, my God. that's you know, that's them. That's is that her daughter? Is that her son? Her son-in-law and daughter, or her son and daughter-in-law? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, I fucked both women.
Now there's a bucket list item. There you go.
He wasn't looking at his bucket list at the time. He was panicking, and he's like, "Do they know that they're each in the lifestyle?" And then we all started thinking about the fact that when we would see the one couple, we would not see them, and so we realized it's because Grandma and Grandpa were babysitting when the other couple was up at the party.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh,
that's a good plan. Oh wow. Wow.
Well, and the one lady was foolish because, well, and another reason is we thought they have to know, because when you got on C4P, which doesn't exist anymore, folks, if you're going to try to go look for C4P, don't look for SDC or SLS.com. But there was a picture of her on the stairs with very long hair, and the stairs had a crafted rail that her husband had built that was specific to this house. So they put on up that if you knew this house or knew this woman, you would see her hair and see that railing and go, yeah, that's it. And you know that at some point her children had to look at that and go, that's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
But we get it.
Crazy. The lady in this picture has a tattoo just like mom.
Yeah, that's right.
She stole my tattoo.
But Janet, you have experienced a father-son combo, have you not?
Right. That was definitely Detroit Dan. I've told that story before. And that was because Big Dick Donnie did it. Big Dick Donnie had no sexual intelligence, none at all. Okay.
Probably still
I say sexual intelligence like emotional intelligence, but with dealing with sex and situations. And he thought it was just great that Detroit Dan's dad had come and wanted to go fishing or something with him. And he knew that we were having a party on Saturday night, and he knew that Detroit Dan himself was going to be at the party. Detroit Dan had no idea that his father was over at Big Dick Donnie's house. And Big Dick Donnie on Saturday night shows up. We're all in full form having some fun in all of the rooms. He shows up a little late, and he has behind him Detroit Dan's daddy. Okay. And Detroit Dan's daddy walks in and looks around, and Big Dick Donnie says, your son is here. And he says, where? And they walk up to the room that I'm in with Detroit Dan. There are three other women that are in there. I'm being pounded away by Detroit Dan while they're all hanging on him, because he's a bigger guy and he's got a big dick and it's easy to share him. You know, you can do triple blowjobs with him. Three women, four women could suck on that dick. It was so big.
Okay. That's true.
And so we're playing, and in walks his dad. And I never saw a dick get so flaccid so fast. To see that size of a dick go from hard to just soft and shriveled. Okay. And the look on his face, he's a chocolate man, and it went white, okay? That skin went white. And he takes me over to the side and is like, Janet, you have got to help me do something. And Big Dick Donnie's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave you guys all alone. You and your dad can enjoy all these women. And Big Dick Donnie walks out. So then it's just me and the girls and Daddy and Detroit Dan. And Detroit Dan just whispers in my ear and goes, please help me. Please, please, please help me. And so I just lied like hell. Okay. I looked at that daddy. I played total actress and was like, oh, you are so hot. I want you all to myself. And I was like, Detroit Dan, you just take these other ladies downstairs. I know there's a bed downstairs. And I get this man all to myself. I'm such a liar. In my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to kill. I'm just going to kill Big Dig Donnie. Okay. Because then I spent 2 hours with that guy. It was terrible sex. You would think that the father would be from
2 hours.
That's a marathon. That's not sex. That's a marathon.
He would not come. He had taken, one of those pills or whatever. And so that dick was just hard and hard and hard. And then I was just like, can somebody please come up here and relieve me? Nobody came upstairs to relieve me. I chewed those girls out later and said, you guys all went downstairs to play with Detroit Dan. And I got stuck up there with his dad, who has a little dick and was terrible, doesn't even know how to kiss, doesn't even smell right. And I got stuck up there for 2 hours with him. And they left. One of those girls was Elle, by the way.
I was going to ask if it ran in the family, but you answered that.
It did not. It was like, where did he get that? He had to get it from mama's side, but it was because it was not from daddy's side. And it was like, it was just playing with one of those. I don't know if he had been shot up. I've done guys that have had the shoot. And when they had a shot, you can get them off. Okay, and then you can get them up, right? But if you, I don't know how many Viagra he had taken, but they will do that. They won't come back down. And
is that fun for them? I mean, I don't know. It's not fun for us.
I don't know, but I kept them away. And then I walked down the stairs later, and all the girls had those guilty looks on their faces because they knew what I'd been stuck with. And then Detroit Dan was gone. Just gone from the house. And it was very difficult to get him to come to one of our other parties after that because of what happened. I cannot imagine that situation.
Did you call Big Dick Donnie out?
I did. But he never, he didn't care.
I know.
It goes with him.
It goes in one ear and out the other. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. He doesn't. You know, it's not a okay, there's plenty more parties or whatever. I don't see what you're so mad at me about. It was a great fantasy. He wasn't that mad. He'll come back.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to come back to us, then he doesn't have to come back to us. We'll find fun some other place. You broke one of my really big dick guys that knows how to use it. Stop it. You know?
That's right.
Stop chasing my A-listers away.
That's right. Oh, my word.
No joke.
Although I do remember we had left that party early. Mm-hmm. And I remember the events when you told me about them. And I have to say, though, there was a real part of me that was kind of jealous. I kind of wanted to mark that one off of my list.
I know it's bucket list. I know it's Kodak stuff. Father, daughter, you know, father, son. And then the daughter, mother, daughter, right? I'm not saying the father does the daughter. I'm saying you're twins. In the same room when they're fucking. Right.
And twins and, you know, all that.
Hey, they're all on that list. But, you know, does the family member? Big Detail, I did not think about Detroit Dan's feelings at all. At all.
That was.
And wonder if you could perform.
Tacky.
And I know there's some movies out there that have the father and the son tag team in some girl or whatever. I can tell you that it was not in his head. The intelligent men that we had at our home, that was not in their heads at all.
Mm-mm. You know, I have zero
desire to plow a girl with either of my sons.
No.
Yeah.
And I hope they never ask.
No, exactly.
Yeah, no. Well, and that's like Missy Evil. I'd ask her because she has a sister.
Right.
And I'd done them both. And I'd ask, and not asking for fantasy or anything like that. I was just asking as a general question, have they ever played with the same person at the same time? And Missy Evil said, no, they had never had and they never will. So, and they're getting, it wasn't for me. I was just curious if they'd ever ran across that. And she said, no.
Yeah.
So. Which, well, that's good, you know. And I can understand that, too. It's so.
That's another fantasy Kodak thing that, it's in the movies, but it's not really, when it comes down to it, it's not really good. Like, right. Never mind.
Yeah. True.
I didn't want to see.
Better to read about it.
Do we have any music or words? Oh, I wanted to tell you, I watched Bridgerton, and yes, I go to sleep to that one sometimes too. And I Lose Control was in the bathroom naked scene. So if you haven't watched season 4, it's a really hot scene with Lose Control is the song that's playing when he's diddling her in the bathtub.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Fun.
It's enough to do get your WAP.
WAP. But there's a category for WAP. I just thought that was great. See? You don't know. The things you don't know. Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a good enough one. This time I think we've spent enough time talking about it. We'll keep contemplating if we're gonna change the name or what. I just didn't want you to have to go. If you'd like to listen to some of our old episodes, we'd have some of the stories we're talking about and some of the new stuff. Go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Smash all the words together. Beyond Monogamy, spell it correctly, podcast.com. There will be all of the episodes. They're also up in wherever you're listening to your podcast. They're up and around. Mandingo does a very good job of getting them up there. He's put some arts up there. And if you have not made it to the middle of one of these podcasts, you need to at least make it to 15, 16, 17 minutes in, because he has these hilarious commercials. He sent me a new one this week. I couldn't stop laughing. Okay. So he designs these commercials. Are these real products? They're not, but they could be. Okay. If we had enough people that were interested in them, they could be. And so thanks to Mandingo for producing this. He doesn't get paid. So go to the website and leave him a tip. That would make him a very happy person. There's a tip jar that's there. You can also send your suggestions about what this should be called to me or to Roger, because both of us have our little emails that are up there. I think it's spitroastwithus@gmail.com.
And that's right. You know what it is.
The real Janet Valentine is also up there too, but there's a button you can just push straight through, get to us, send us a message. I hope that you go listen to some of these. If you want to talk, if you have a question for us, we will keep you anonymous, we promise, unless you're just like, fine, I can go ahead and use my name. Very rare. You want to talk, just let us know. And I sure hope that you come back here to this place here, wherever you come to listen to the podcast, and that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.